Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Filthy
Nerds!
Hi guys, we're Filthy Nerds.
We sure are, and there's two of us, and today...
Oh, I forgot the two of us part, sorry.
Yeah,
two
you did. Us. This is chaos. I'm being exposed. Nicole's exposing me.
I'm exposing her.
We're exposing ourselves to...
Pompeii. Ancient Pompeii. But specifically, sex in ancient Pompeii.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like the... Well, whatever. Wait.
I was going to talk
about
pheromones.
You just said Pompeii, and what you actually meant was sex in Pompeii?
Well, here's what people don't know about Pompeii necessarily, is Pompeii was like a giant sex den.
Well, then why did they want to destroy it?
They didn't want to destroy it. A volcano wanted to destroy it because they were heathens there.
Oh, that's what happened. I couldn't remember. What was the last day of Pompeii?
So Romans were very horny people.
And so horny, right?
Pompeii, very, 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 very horny people. Pompeii was basically like where all the rich, rich, rich people of Rome would like vacation.
Oh, it was Bohemian Grove for Romans.
Exactly. In addition to, it was like a bohemian getaway combined with like a little bit of like Amsterdam.
Bohemian
debauchery.
Grove is a secret island for rich people where they think they do like gay pedophile stuff.
Oh, okay. So it's not bohemian people. It's
you just meant like a bohemian vibe.
I thought you meant like a bohemian vibe, but no. Yeah, it's.
I just meant it's where rich people go to sin.
Okay, so this is essentially that.
But it's more like slutty Hamptons.
Pretty much. That's actually, I mean, the Hamptons are pretty slutty, but this was like slutty on a level where it's like, it was as if everybody in Pompeii was on board with it. There was no one who was like judging anyone. Like all bets were off. All kink was
It was like
going
a giant
on.
Orgy at all times.
Yeah.
Houses were built out of cum.
I mean, that was, that they were actually not frescoes. It was just cum. And then they painted on dried cum.
Fresh cums.
A good fresh load. So not only was it a, you know, a hot spot for Romans, but the people who lived there round the clock, all year long, just sex, sex, sex. So there were brothels. There were, they called it basically, it was like a mecca for fornication.
Wow.
All of the Mecca. Art in the town, everything was extremely sexual. I have some of the art here to show you. You could see it if you were on our Patreon, because we're filming this live.
Patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
These pictures.
We can't do too much pictures, though, because it's audio. But
we can't
we
do
can
too many pictures,
them.
But I'm just going to show you a few. So one of the things about Pompeii that's really interesting is because it was destroyed in a flash by a volcano,
damn.
The ash and the heat pretty much preserved everything perfectly.
How is that a thing?
I don't know, but it is. I don't understand how that works.
It makes no sense that it's like, thankfully the extreme heat preserved everything. I'm like, that doesn't add up.
Everything just it basically turned into hardened ash.
That's crazy.
So
preserved everything except for the living beings.
No. The living beings were, like, if you look at things that they found from Pompeii, like, you see people, like, mid-run running away.
But is it just their skeletons?
I mean, it's their skeletons, but you can still see the full form. So it's basically like, oh, I perfectly said. Gene just writes, it's like a plaster cast of volcanic ash.
Whoa.
So it was pretty much like, it's as if somebody died and you put like a plaster cast around them. And so there was decay inside. But on the outside, it was like you could see the shape of someone's face. Like you could see exactly what they looked like. It was really cool. So, you know, you saw people like sleeping in bed. You know, like,
so this happened out of nowhere and just destroyed the whole city.
Well, it happened out of nowhere.
Nobody saw it coming.
Like, the signs were there, but they didn't know what the signs were. Like, there was,
and it was thought that this was religious wrath for all their sinning.
Yeah. I mean, it's Roman times. So, you know, they're like, the idea of a volcano, it's like, oh, the gods are angry kind of thing.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck.
One of the big themes in all of the art in Pompeii is the presence of a phallus.
A big old
which
dick.
Which is what the fancy word for a dick. There are dicks all over Pompeii. And I mean fucking everywhere.
But are
in
they
the
like the little...
In the statues. They're like, it's like...
Is
it's
that
like
where
somebody...
we see the little baby dicks that come up in art? Or is this like...
Yes. No. I'm going to show you a picture of it. They're big fucking dicks.
So this is the first time in art we're really seeing hogs.
But Romans loved the hogs because dicks to Romans were a sign of growth and good fortune.
If you had a big dick, it means you have good fortune?
Dicks, period.
Just dicks in general. If you have dicks.
So there was a bakery in Pompeii that had the symbol of a phallus on the outside of it. They weren't baking dick bread. They didn't have, you know, you. It's not like you went there for a bachelorette party and you're like, give me the dick sourdough. No, it was just, they were like, you know what? It's like a bless this house kind of thing. Where Christians and Catholics will put a cross in their house, Romans, dicks.
That's like the mezuzah of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty
just
much.
Outside every Roman mm-hmm. door is a mm-hmm. dildo.
Kiss the dildo on the way in. Mm-hmm. So from now on, I'm just going to tell people that I'm deeply Roman.
Deeply, deeply Roman.
I'm not a slut. I just really believe in the power of
I'm
the phallus.
I'm Roman.
Okay. Okay, so here is... Here
Nobody
is
ever says
a...
they're Roman anymore.
The what?
Nobody's like, I'm Roman. It's not like a heritage that people claim. You're just Italian.
You know, it's interesting. I
tried to start telling people I was Spartan for a while in high school just to seem different.
I looked at it. I look at that as the same thing as the way Persians, people from Iran will refer to themselves as Persians. I'm like, you can't just avoid being Iranian and like align yourself with your ancient Roman Empire.
But it's the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, that would be like Iraqis being like, I'm Mesopotamian.
Oh, that's probably causing a lot of strife to our Persian producer who's listening to this. Uh-huh. That is funny that I'm Mesopotamian. But I mean,
that would be like somebody in Jordan being like, I'm Ottoman.
Yeah. Why is that the one that's been held on to?
I don't know. Persia was a great empire. The Persian Empire. They did a lot of great shit. And you want to align yourself with that. I mean, the Greek are still the Greek.
The They're Greek, not letting that but it's go. Still Greece. Why did we change it on a map? It doesn't matter. But now I'm just so perplexed. That is funny.
Okay,
too.
So here's a picture of one of the big dicks. Very big dick. It's a dick on a scale. I don't know if you can see it.
Wait, whoa! Okay, I didn't, for some, there was a glare on it and I didn't see what you were talking about.
It's a giant, it's a guy weighing his dick on a scale. Here's one of a, it's a mosaic and the guy's walking.
Is he pissing? Is he just coming everywhere?
I don't know if it's piss or cum, but he's walking with like a sledgehammer.
You guys can't
shoulder.
See, but these guys are like, these guys have massive...
comically large dicks. Like this guy, I mean, are you kidding?
Like, but it's like, who was drawing this art? Like, what is the meaning behind it?
Everything. Oh, here's bestiality. It's a woman going down on a goat and the goat eating her.
Jesus
so
Christ.
She's like 69ing with a deer. I'm sorry. So
oh, that makes it better.
There were homes like one of the things that you'll see in the depiction of this art, I'll show you. You see this a lot. You see women with fair skin and men with dark skin. And one of the dope things to be known about women in Pompeii is that women had higher status than men.
Why is that? It's because they could have
the
kids?
Skin color is indicative of who works, who lives inside, who's rich, and who has to toil outside.
But wait, but is that separate from gender? What do you mean?
This is separate from gender. Women were all like higher up and more aristocratic than all the men in Pompeii.
Oh wow. Were women seen as more powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Or just
women were
rich?
Women were like the shit in ancient Rome.
They were. Why weren't there any pussies in art?
Because the dick was the good luck thing.
Is that like how were women actually in charge, and that's how now like extreme feminist art is like, and here's a painting of a pussy, and really this was men being like, we should be respected too. Here's a statue with my little weenie on it.
My little weenie. I also think it's just so much fun. But the visual representation of a dick is so much more grandiose. It's like, that guy was weighing his dick on a scale. You can't weigh a pussy on a scale.
I think you could.
I mean,
some pussies could be
some
put
of
on
them.
A scale. Some lips
some
could
of
be
them.
Dropped onto a scale for sure. Yeah, no, it is definitely more. It feels like more of a weapon for sure because mm-hmm. it's this extension.
Now, there's one more. There's two more things I want to show. Lots of women riding men.
Oh,
lots
wow.
Lots of women on top in ancient Rome. Pompeii, women were allowed to, you know.
Do you think people saw that art? Do you think people saw that art and they're like, well, that's ridiculous. No one's going to do that. Like, do you think someone painted that and people, like, that was their version of, like, absurd Picasso's? They're like, oh, that's, I mean, come on.
Okay. So here's the thing. All of those paintings were put in homes, in like sex, you know, dens, brothels.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Whatever. As suggestions of what to do.
Oh, so it was always a woman on top in the paintings?
There was a bunch of them. There were so many of them.
Yeah, it's not empowering. It's men being lazy. They're like, why don't you try this?
Yeah. They're like, men, you're not creative at all. Ladies, at least we'll make sure you come.
Oh, pigs.
Very, very horny people in Pompeii.
Wow. Pompeii. I never knew. I mean,
yeah, a lot of people, you know, just think it's another town. So one of the things that happened when archaeologists were unearthing everything
in Pompeii. Did they find people fucking because it was a flash?
I mean, I'm sure they did.
Thing?
Probably. The archaeologists, when they first started finding all of these super sexual frescoes, all of the archaeologists were like, oh, no, oh, oh, let's pretend like we don't have sex. We're pure in heart.
What year were these
good
archaeologists
Catholic
there?
People.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of pussies.
1800s, 1700s, 1800s. So what they did was they removed all of these super sexual frescoes and took them to like a secret room in a museum in Naples. So
Napoli.
They all got in there.
Wow.
Now, I think it was in 2018.
Why Naples?
I believe
That's
it is.
Weird.
They put everything on exhibit finally.
After all of that time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like,
there had been bits of it that had been shown and depicted for academia, but I don't believe it had been shown all at once. But now there's a museum in Naples where you can go see all of it.
They're like, it's 2018. The world is finally ready to see a woman on top during sex.
Yeah. We don't want to give anybody too big of an idea. But yeah, so pretty much erotic paintings have been around for a very long time.
God damn.
The first erotic painting, hold on. Well, erotic statue, I believe it is. Well, this is some Greek stuff, but I believe it goes farther back than Greek.
Is he just tickling her pussy?
Yeah, tickling. And she's tickling his
big thick
big
chin.
Beard. Yeah, lots of sodomy, lots of dick sucking, men with men. The Greek were freaks.
Yeah. They're good freaks. That's why they're called Greeks. It's a mashup.
So yeah. So that's me just letting you know about the horniness in Pompeii.
If that was such a big thing,
mm-hmm.
How did that go from being a thing to then, like, was homophobia never really worldwide? Was Greek, well, like, were those areas always kind of like, yeah, whatever? I don't know. Like, how did we go backwards from that if we did? Or
well,
was it just those
Romans
cultures?
And Greeks didn't have the Bible. They were heathens. They were just, you know, get your fuck on people. Like, fuck humans, fuck animals, fuck anything. Put your dick in stuff. It's Christianity came and complicated things.
Christianity had to ruin things. I'm sorry, if you think Jesus wasn't getting his dick sucked left and right, the man turned water into wine.
Yeah. Every guy was on his dick. Like, if I met a guy who could do water into wine, I would be like, yo, I want to suck your dick. My dad wants to suck your dick. My brother wants to. Everybody wants to
yeah,
suck
that
your
is
dick.
A part. That is a trick you learn specifically to get your dick sucked.
Yeah, that is the ultimate party trick.
Like, oh, sorry, ladies. Did you say you wanted some rosé?
Bam. He just takes his dick, dips it in a glass of water, turns it into a rosé. And then everyone at the party just proceeds to drink rosé off his dick.
They just suckle the rosé off of.
Yeah, they just like Christ, like a hamster dick. Feeder. He just pours the rosé down the shaft, and it just trickles from the tip. And everybody's like,
"Oh, I was picturing it more like a flowing hose."
Because he's Roman, he's not circumcised, so he's got like that little aardvark tip.
He's not
so
Roman.
I know, but like, I'm just saying, like,
wasn't he killed by the Romans? What happened to Jesus? I forgot. It doesn't matter. This is
Jesus probably was circumcised because he was Jewish. So anyhow.
Oh yeah. Das Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, damn. Yeah. I really just thought Pompeii was a town.
It was just a town, but it was so much more. It was really horny. It was a super horny place.
It is weird that like, that happened only in the most horny town. What are the odds of building the horny town on a deadly volcano and not knowing?
I mean, here's the thing. There's a lot of volcanoes around there. I don't know if any of them had been exploding by then.
I guess maybe that would make you homophobic or
I mean,
afraid
yeah,
of sex.
Like,
whatever
like,
you were doing
people.
At that time, you're like, I shouldn't do that. That's bad. Whatever you used to go to Pompeii for, if you weren't in Pompeii at that time, you were like, oh, I should not have been sucking all of the dicks.
So like some Roman guy, he's, you know, he was in Pompeii all summer long. He's like, all right, I'm done summering in Pompeii. He heads back to Rome for the year. He's taking his kids to school. Nobody knows what just went on back in Pompeii. He was just spit roasting dudes every night.
Just
and then he's walking
railed.
His kid to school, and the news of Pompeii rolls in about, you know, all of the debauchery that was going on and now how everybody's dead. His favorite sex town has been wiped out, and he's like, oh, shit.
I need to go home and make
Maybe
love to my wife.
I shouldn't have been going to Pompeii every summer spit roasting dudes for fucking hours upon hours every day.
Perhaps it is a sin, and that is where homophobia was born.
And then
literal
fear of dying. Yeah.
From
literal fear of dying.
Taking dicks.
Homophobia is actually not fear of hatred of gay people. It's just a hatred of dying.
Yeah, it's just an ancient Roman fear. Nobody talks about the Roman god Homophobius. who came down and cast fire upon the people of Pompeii.
But, like, what's so cool is that the whole city really was perfectly preserved.
I mean.
So rad.
So.
It is one place I've wanted to go more than anything.
Pompeii?
And now that I know about this museum in Naples, I'm like, ah, oh, damn.
Is it right? I don't even know where it is. Is it next to Naples?
It's on the west coast. Pompeii is on the coast.
I don't know why in my mind I made up it was an island, but no, I guess not.
It's south. I think it's southwest of Rome.
Damn. I just love Italy. There's a sale right now on tickets, by the way, to a lot of places in Italy. I got an email about it.
I would only go to Italy if it was in like October and hopefully not a lot of tourists are there.
Oh, yeah? That's the only scenario where you would go to Italy?
Yeah.
If someone was like, I'll give you a free trip to Italy in July, you would say no?
No. I would say no. It's. I have heard the amount of tourists during the summer in Italy is pure pandemonium.
I don't know. I've only been to Italy in the deep depths of winter.
I've only been to Italy when I was 7 years old, and I only remember the Colosseum and the Borghese Museum.
I was there at Christmas. It was beautiful.
So I was there at Christmas too. It was amazing.
I sat outside the Vatican for midnight mass.
Isn't that when you were banging an Italian dude?
What?
What?
No. Did I maybe make love to an Italian man?
In Switzerland?
Around the streets of... On the streets of Valle. We never banged. We just made out. And I loved him. But I love someone else now. And that's that.
Yeah, you got a good man. You got a good man over there.
I do. Take that, all of Italy. Leave me alone, Italian soccer team.
Stop trying to fuck my friend. She's with a great man who's got an incredible phallus, and he doesn't need to put it on a building for good luck.
He puts it
inside her for good luck.
That's right. I have a good luck cunt.
Le cunt.
Well, anyway.
Le pousset.
This was fun. We learned about pousset, Pompeii, phalluses. If you want to preserve something, you don't need salt. Just cover it in ash.
Volcanic ash.
Wow. Do they put volcanic ash in like skincare products? They should.
Yeah, they do.
Wow. Oh my god, I'm like a scientist.
In Hawaii, there's a lot of like volcanic products.
Damn. I can't wait for Hawaii. Well, that's that. We've exposed ourselves. And we'll be ranting and raving about the end of Marvel Phase 2 and
a palate cleanser, but palate cleanser, it's still up in the air. So we'll figure it out and we'll let you know. You can do the movie watch with us. You basically rent it yourself.
No, by the time this is out, we've already watched it.
Oh, just kidding. You know what? Going forward, do movie watches with us. All you need to do is join our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Once you're a member of the tier where you get to watch movies with us, we get together on Zoom. We all queue up the movie together. We all hit play together. And then we all just talk shit the whole movie. And Jessica misses all the important parts.
And that's why half of our episodes are me going, I don't remember that because I was reading the chat.
Yeah. And then I don't remember it because I actually have no memory anymore. COVID fried my brain. I don't even know if it's COVID or just that I'm a fucking idiot. But probably I'm an idiot. But in any case, you guys.
Just take turmeric. I'm kidding. I don't know anything.
You need to meditate and have turmeric.
It's amazing. We've been doing two movies a week mostly, so it's fucking... There's a lot going on over here. So come hang out with us. Go fuck yourself, Andre, in the chat patron who's like, does reading the chat mean looking at your phone? Hey, I do both.
Hey!
All right?
You watch it!
I'm a multitasker. Am I good at it? No.
No.
But will I stop? Never.
No, not at all. She's never going to stop. Never.
All right. We love you guys. We will see you next time. Good day.
I bid you adieu.
Adieu.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.